to middle and on the move. Trying to beat Jimmy Watson. He goes wide. He shoots. Score! Goal! It's in! Rick Midland has won the game!
What was your feeling when you got drafted by the Rangers?
Well, original 16, like I said, when I was a kid, I had all the hockey cards. I was going to training camp with guys that I idolized and maybe have to take somebody's job. But yeah. It was 1973. It was the year after the Rangers played the Bruins for the Stanley Cup and lost in six. Right. So when I went to camp the next year, the Rangers still had a pretty good team, a Stanley Cup team. So I didn't make it, and they sent me to their American League team, which I didn't look at as a demotion. I just looked at it as another step up that ladder.
You were thought of as an offensive player with the Rangers. Did Ferguson or anybody try to change you?
Did you see my stats? My minus 38 with the Rangers? Yeah, that was not offensive enough. Let's put it that way. But I'm proud to say I never had a minus year in Boston in the 12 years, and Don Cherry had a lot to do with that. My rookie year, if my memory serves me right, I had 18 goals by Christmas. I was on fire and leading the rookie parade. Unfortunately, I got a stick in the mouth, lost 4 teeth, 16 stitches in my mouth, and we went on the road. We were going on the road, and they kept playing me. And I wasn't eating very well, so I must have got weak. We went into Chicago, St. Louis, and then into Minnesota a week later, and I had a football helmet on me with one bar. I looked like Fran Tarkenton. And a guy came in to hit me like the second shift of the game. I went to slide the check, but my knees buckled on me. I went over on my ankle and fractured my ankle, so it was a bad week.
Yeah.
And maybe I was having a little too much fun in New York, but the hockey certainly wasn't fun. And one thing led to another. When Espo got there, I read it in his book later on that he wanted one of his old wingers from the Bruins, and he was hounding John Ferguson to get him one. Right. And the Bruins and the Rangers had soured on me because they thought I was having too much fun, I think. And so they made the trade. So luckily I came to Boston and I didn't go to Winnipeg or somewhere.
Over the line. Shifting. Cut in, and he beat Davidson this time, and Middleton makes it 4-2.
What were your feelings when you heard about the trade?
You know, nobody wants to be traded. I had visions of ticker tape parade down Fifth Avenue winning the cup. I mean, the Rangers had just gone to the Stanley Cup the year before. But then I started thinking, well, geez, we didn't make the playoffs this year. The Bruins are usually a perennial Stanley Cup contender, and hey, Bobby Orr and Brad Park, you know, hey, that might be fun. I couldn't wait to get up to training camp in September.
What was your first impression of Don Cherry?
We always tell the story, and it's a funny story. He laughs at it now. But so when I got to Boston, I hadn't met him yet. I'm in the dressing room. You know, Peter McNabb, new guy, came over from Buffalo. Wayne Cashman, who I really just met in the hotel when I checked in. And a few other guys. You know, you just meet guys. Played against them for a couple of years, but didn't know them. So we're out on the ice skating around, Bobby Schmotz. And Don comes over, takes his glove off, sticks his hand out. And he always called me Ricky Boy. Hey, Ricky Boy, hey. And I went to shake my hand. He goes, hey, you're looking a little bigger. He says, you've been working out? I said, no, Don, I just had a good summer. You know, in those days, you know, maybe I had a couple of pounds. Don exaggerates, but I might have been up about 5 pounds. But those days, you went to training camps for 3 weeks, two a days, to get into shape and lose any summer weight. And so Bobby Schmotz was laughing so hard he fell down the ice. So the only time I seen Don speechless.
What did Don mean to your career?
Well, you know, in hindsight, looking back, everything. I mean, it was a time in my career that it could have gone one way or the other. Because, as I said, I didn't set the world on fire in New York. I was in Boston. If they didn't really like me there, if I didn't do what they wanted me to do or perform, then they could have shut me out, and I could have ended up anywhere, even back in the minors somewhere. So the pressure was kind of on me. The first game, he played me with Johnny Busick and Jean Rattel. And I got a hat trick. My first game was a Bruin. I mean, like I said, I'm going to say in my speech, how could you not? Two Hall of Famers.
O'Brien now. Intercepted Marcotte. Right in front. Midland scores! Hat trick. Rick Midland. Set up beautifully by Don Marcotte. And Rick Midland in his Boston debut gets a hat trick.
But then he basically platooned me the rest of the year. I got three in my first game. I ended up with 20 in the whole year. And mainly because in those days, you had to fit into a lineup. You know, it wasn't like an open door. Here you go. Here's your position. Here's all your minutes and everything. So I had to earn my minutes. And trust me, there was times when I would make a defensive boo-boo out there, and Don would just be yelling at me, and I'd be sitting on the pine, and I wouldn't play. But I worked through it, and one thing Don really did for me, he had the patience. He saw something in me to get me out of my comfort zone, and whether it was just by pissing me off or whatever. But it served me well because I made the 81 Canada Cup on left wing. And if it wasn't for him, I never would have made that team.